So, hypoplexia and autism. This is why your toddler can read. Hey guys, welcome back to the Aspie World. My name is Dan. I have autism, ADHD, OCD and dyslexia, and I make weekly videos on this type of content. So if you're new around here and you'd like to learn more, remember to hit that subscribe button by clicking the notification bell down below. If you're watching on Facebook, we should give this page a follow. And if you're watching on Instagram, make sure to follow this account for more autism content. Guys, what's going on? Welcome back to the Aspie World, where we think differently daily. What's up, different thinkers? Hope you're doing well. If you haven't already, head over to autismhacks.net to get your copy of my free Autism Life Hacks book. Remember, autismhacks.net. Okay, so, hypoplexia. This has been probably one of the most requested videos I've had in a long time. People want me to talk about hypoplexia. So, hypoplexia basically is basically an ability where a child can read far beyond their reading age, like a four-year-old could be reading books that are made for teenagers, right? Which is super interesting. So hypoplexia and autism come kind of hand in hand, but hypoplexia is a rare condition, and so it isn't always within an autism spectrum disorder. So hypoplexia, because it's quite rare, it doesn't happen with, it's not common within everybody with autism, but it is commonly associated, if you do have hypoplexia, it's probably alongside the fact that you are autistic as well. So, it is actually possible to have a diagnosis of just hypoplexia without being co-occurring with autism. So again, this is kind of super rare, but it does happen. You can just have hypoplexia or hypoplexia. I'm not sure what the pronunciation is. So, that being said, it's commonly linked with autism, and it showed that 84% of children with hypoplexia are on the autism spectrum, which is quite interesting. I mean, those statistics are pretty high, right? And it's a fascinating condition, and it leads to many to wonder if a child is gifted or if a child is on the autism spectrum, because that's another thing. You can have gifted children, which are just really, you know, super gifted in a certain area, but hypoplexia actually, it comes as more of a condition because obviously it's kind of comorbid with things like autism. So what I've done is I wanted to talk about some signs of hypoplexia so that you could kind of identify it in somebody, you know, and how to really know if someone has hypoplexia or if they're gifted, right? So the first thing I want to talk about is signs of developmental disorders. So as children with hypoplexia are able to read really well because like that's the condition, they will also show issues in developing other skills, kind of like speaking and learning to speak. And not only will they develop speech delay, sometimes they can actually be nonverbal and not speak at all. So they may be really advanced in reading and read everything under the sun, but they probably won't be able to speak those things back to you, which is quite interesting, right? Now, number two is quite an obvious one, but it's affinity for books. So children with hypoplexia will have like a huge affinity for books and reading for obvious reasons. It's because, well, books contain words and words are used for reading, and reading is kind of like where, you know, hypoplexia takes flight. That's what it is. It's a reading thing. So I find it really, really interesting that it fascinates me. It absolutely fascinates me. But books doesn't just mean like, you know, analog books from back in the day. This could be audiobooks. This could be like any kind of book. It could be a PDF, iBooks, whatever, you know, digital downloads. But affinity for books is where it's at, because it's also kind of like a learning thing. So reading and learning at the same time, which is where it kind of comes into play here. So number three is the ability to learn quickly, like I was saying about learning, right? So children with hypoplexia will be able to learn to read really quickly without much teaching involved. You know, they might, to get them started, they may need a little bit of like piecing together of things, just like typically anybody else would, but the acceleration from, you know, starting to read to being expert level reading kind of just goes super fast. And people with hypoplexia are just really quick at learning those things because they kind of absorb all of those things that come out of the disorder. They learn all the things that are coming into the play, like, you know, how to read a book, how to develop sentences within that book, how to learn the structure of a book. And then they'll have an affinity for books. I think this is absolutely fascinating. Again, it's a super rare condition, but it's 84% comorbid with autism spectrum disorders. So I want to know, do you guys know much about hypoplexia? Have you ever come across it? Do you have hypoplexia? Drop me a comment down below and let's have a conversation about that, because it's super new to me and I'd love to know that, right? And I read every comment, so it's never wasted. So if you think this video is helpful, please share it on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And if you like this video, give it a thumbs up. Love you. Peace.